Good morning from Skift. For daily updates in your inbox, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily. It's Friday, March 29th, 2024, and now here's what you need to know about the business of travel today. Airbnb will introduce a new cancellation policy in June that will cover weather-related disruptions, reports executive editor Dennis Shaw. Airbnb's major disruptive events policy would enable guests to cancel reservations and receive refunds when a natural disaster causes government travel restrictions or mass outages of utilities such as electricity or water. Airbnb's new policy would allow guests to cancel reservations mid-trip during a covered event. However, the short-term rental giant explicitly said its new policy would not cover COVID-19 or flu outbreaks. Next, Marriott Vacations Worldwide has launched its first collection of timeshares in cities, a sign of the increasing demand for timeshares outside of resort locations, writes senior hospitality editor Sean O'Neill. The Marriott Vacation Club City Collection has properties in 7 U.S. cities, including Boston, New York, and San Francisco. While city timeshares will still be the minority of the group's portfolio, executives say they've seen more interest in urban timeshares. O'Neill reports Waikiki and Charleston are among the locations where Marriott Vacations Worldwide will open its next city clubs. Finally, Las Vegas will start welcoming low-cost, long-haul flights from London later this year, writes airlines editor Gordon Smith. The route, which will be operated by Norse Atlantic Airways, is due to start on September 12th. As flights from Las Vegas to London run between 10 and 11 hours, Norse will be the only low-cost carrier flying such a long route from the Nevada City. Meanwhile, Smith notes that economy passengers on the Las Vegas-London flights will be paying for services such as checked bags and in-flight meals. For more travel stories and deep dives into the latest trends, head to skift.com. To find these stories and more insight into the business of travel, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily.